poem, Orentz. He was never in love with the desert, not with boils and lice, the filth of oases, the terrible food swallowed whole, not with the flare of the sun on flats so bright it scalded the retinas of the careless. He might have loved his presence at the peripheries of power, the tense exchange over maps, the animal measure taken of men in comfortable rooms, and perhaps the volatile courage of the Bedouin, their constricted lives so like his own. But love was not the proper reply when he witnessed how avarice stoked the blood of those who grew to prize authority's pomp and theater, who believed the Holy Land perpetually called for messiahs. He was not in love with his exile or his castaway solitude, which he carried everywhere, even when men chanted his name, even when, filled with their acclaim, he flowed into their realm of tents all in white. He might have loved losing himself in battle, where perhaps his agonies would find an end, and in flinging his body into the barely necessary future astride the engulfing roar of machines. But ever out of love, he sought to be free of Lawrence, of his shame at Dara, of all the wretched bodies, and of his sterling mind, the engine of his creations that could not extinguish its spark.